Rolling Maseches Peah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Base 3:2. Hamanamare Sadehu. If a person harvests his field in a way that it resembles patchwork, a nemer is a leopard. So manamar means it can make like leopard spots, if you will, in his field. That means, for example, that he has a field where most of the grain ripened, but there are certain patches that weren't ripened yet. So he harvested what was ripe. That means it's dried out already, and that which is still moist, those stalks he leaves till later on when they'll be ready. So then when he leaves the harvest after stage one, he's got patches left in his field of unharvested grain. So hamanamara sadehu, one who leaves his field with spots, vishir kalachim lachim, he leaves those moist stalks for later. The question is, does he have to leave separate peahs on those patches, or can he look at this as just one long harvest and leave peah on the entire field from those patches? So Rabbi Kiva omer, Nosin peah mikol echad ve'echad. Rabbi Kiva says it's as if there's two separate harvests. So after the first harvest of the main part of the field, he'll leave a peah. Then these separate patches, when he harvests them, he'll leave peah on each and every one of them. V'chacham omrim me'echad alakol. The rabbis say, and this is the halacha, that no, it's just one long process, and he can ultimately leave peah on the whole field when he harvests the later patches. U'modim chachamim. The rabbis, however, agree. The Rabbi Akiva. To Rabbi Akiva, b'zorei sheves o chardol b'shlosha makomos. If one has planted, sheves is dill, and chardal is mustard. And now the Mishnah literally translates if he planted dill or mustard in three places. But the pshat in the Mishnah, according to the Bar Tanur and most Mefarshim, is that he planted a large field of dill or a large field of mustard. But after he harvested, it looks as if he had, from the outset to an onlooker, as if he planted little patches of dill, little patches of mustard, because that's a normal thing to do. So, meaning, when it comes to wheat or barley, etc., when it comes to grain, it's not normal to plant little patches. And therefore, an onlooker will know what's happening. He'll see that he left the patches still to ripen. But when it comes to mustard and dill, it's normal to plant little patches. And therefore, an onlooker will see these patches as being, assume these patches were planted that way from the beginning. And therefore, they will assume that when the farmer harvests these patches later on and doesn't leave peah, that the farmer isn't leaving peah. And that's, of course, not okay. And therefore, the rabbis agree, at least midrabanan, that when it comes to sheves and chardal, dill and mustard, in three separate places, shunosin peah mikol echad ve'echad, that he should still leave peah on each and every patch when he harvests it later on, midrabanan, so people shouldn't think he's cheating peah. This would apply to any type of produce that one does normally plant in little patches. If he ends up having these patches later on, because of how it looks, he should leave separate peahs for each and every patch. As far as the reason why I chose these particular examples then of sheves and chardal, it's because normally one only plants little patches of yirakos, of vegetables, like a vegetable patch. And when it comes to yirakos, normally there is no peah to be left because a yerek, a vegetable, is not machnisa lakiyum. When you harvest it, it doesn't last, so they're exempt. But when it comes to dill and mustard, it's not true because both of those you harvest for the seed. Mustard you harvest from mustard seed, and mustard seed can be mukuyam, does last in storage. And as far as dill goes, of course, that green leafy stuff, that the dill weed, does not last. It goes, dries out very quickly. But dill is also harvested for its seeds, dill seed. And it's a thing, believe it or not. You can buy it today in the stores. You can Google dill seed and get it. So since people also want the dill seeds, and the seeds do store, that is a crop that a person would plant in small amounts, and therefore planted a large field of it, and then these patches later on, he leaves a separate pair for each and every patch.